Because to me, it was just ballsy for you guys. And I encourage everyone to go and check out the video for Plastic. You guys all up in green, dressed as army men, and with this strange sort of like rap saunter that you would see in other videos. And it's you guys interacting in a subway, but with green makeup on, all kinds of like, it's like you really did look like Plastic army men. Tell me who came up with the concept for that and who helped you shoot the video?
I'm going to say Dan came up with it because it was inconvenient, so I want to make it his fault. Yeah, but I didn't really realize what it entailed. So then so Julian was set on it. And then when it came to like actually doing it, it got closer and closer to us actually having to do the video. And then, it got to the point where I was like, oh man, I'm actually going to have to do this. And I'm not like a super outgoing person. So
right.
I just kind of had to bite the bullet and do it because I wasn't the one that was like, no.
You're kind of breaking up there.
Oh, yeah. So I wasn't going to be the person who was going to say, oh, no, I'm not doing it now. So, yeah, I came up with the idea of it.
Right. So you had to do it. Once the idea was there, you had to commit to the whole role. Well, I thought you guys did a great job in it, you know.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Glad you like it. And it was my brother, Kyle Finbo, our good friend. He does that for... Well, he does different videos than that type for a living.
Right.
Shoots and edits videos. So that's who shot and edited the video for us. Directed, I guess, too.
Yeah. So was there any sort of inspiration to like, were you watching other videos or anything to come up with that idea?
Yeah. Is that, like, Christmas time? My brother and I got together once or twice, and we spent, like, a few hours, like, watching different music videos because there's some different stuff that we talked about, and out of the five songs for that album, what he said that made sense is pick the song that would be the best to make a video for, and the way that one kind of plays, I guess, it's audio. I think it lends like a it was something that I think has energy that you could make a video with, and then we came to that because out of the ideas we had, I guess it was the most straightforward, even though it took quite a bit of work on all three of our parts.
Well, I'm glad that you guys did this a little before the COVID thing hit, because it gave you the opportunity to, you know, do that out in public without being stopped by anyone. And I think maybe the masks would have made it look a little bit more weirder if you had to wear those, that sort of thing. But why did you shoot it in Toronto?
Yeah, so, I mean, we just kind of picked Toronto just because the big city, I guess. We wanted to do it. We'd initially thought of doing it right downtown, the financial district with the huge buildings, and then we also thought the subway would be a great idea to film down there, too, just with lots of people, the big city, and have it recognizable. So, yeah, it was fun.
Well, that makes sense. So there you go. So what's the we're talking about this new album that you guys put together called Bits and Parts. What? How did you guys start this album? Like, because you did, what? Like, how did you guys get together to do this album? Like, why are you guys doing this?
We didn't get together. That's it.
What do you mean you didn't get together?
This album so far has been done without seeing each other.
No way.
Yeah. So yeah, that's part of the name theme, because what we plan to do after Plastic is an album. Our second album was going to be called Selfish, which is based off mine and my girlfriend's English Bulldog Lorenzo. That'll come out as our third album, but this one works out okay because we have some kind of different sounding songs, and it's a recording process where Dan does his stuff where he lives, and I do my stuff where I live, and then we connected digitally. So that's two out of the five songs so far done.
So this was before COVID though. So you're actually doing a COVID album because everyone's doing everything online. They're never. It's like no one can get into a studio. No one can, you know, like you guys are like ahead of the curve, I guess.
It's a good way to put it, I guess. But yeah, we've already done two songs off that album and released them without actually seeing each other. So it's been interesting. It's definitely been different.
Okay, well, tell me about Grave. You have you guys sent me a couple tracks. Tell me about the song Grave. What's it about?
So it's actually about the pandemic. And sorry, cut in, Julian, but okay. We were looking at starting on a few different songs, and he just sent me this song on a demo, just acoustic guitar and vocal on his cell phone. He was just like, "Oh, just check out this song quick. It's called Grave." And I listened to it, and I was like, "Oh, that's absolutely perfect." And it definitely has some references to being cooped up inside. And Julie, maybe you can speak more to about what the song's actually about.
Yeah, well, it was weird. It's just one song that came out kind of quickly, and the first probably 50% of the song wasn't about that or about anything to do with what's going on right now. But you can hear it coming into the second verse. There's like some tongue in cheek stuff in there about being isolated. But yeah, that's what it kind of became 50% about. And then when I'd gone back and tried to like revise like single words and stuff in the chorus to make sure they made sense, it became about that, at least in large part. So it kind of shifted while I was writing it. It didn't take that long to write, but Dan and I spent a lot of time arranging it while we were recording. I want to staple myself to the ground. It's hard to get along that you doubt it's wrong to cut off what's been lost. Lie, keep your fingers crossed as they point in both directions. I'm succinct, it's hard to hide it. But if think about when we die, it's hard to stomach. I can't lie that what you say won't matter no more when you're stuck in a distance when we live in the same house. 6 feet doesn't fix our health. 9 times out of 10 I'm wrong, but it's the 11th hour upon us. And so here's a dust mask, $7 plus tax. Quarantine to a grave.
Okay, so we just heard the track Grave. Tell us a little bit about No Monopoly. What's the background on that one?
No Monopoly. So it was called Monopoly, but then Dan said it made more sense to call it No Monopoly. No Monopoly, that's what it's called. So it's like the first album, Plastic, has songs that were written in like different years. Like that song I wrote in 2013, and then it was probably 2018, Dan, when we were sitting with Matt in Jake's kitchen, when he was going, da, 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 da.
yeah, exactly. He was singing the melody.
Yeah, so
that's hilarious.
The drum. Yeah, Matt Kennedy, we were just screwing around in our friend Jake's kitchen, who also did drums on that album. And he just came up with like a keyboard melody for the chorus. So that keyboard melody was written by Matt. It's like stupid Poppy too, right? So that's just like how he rolls. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny. So, like, we released that song and that album in like March of this year, right? So we kind of been working on that since about that time in the summer in 2018. So it was written, 2013, and then we just ended up recording it, putting it all together, arranging it.
I'm probably ready now, but I'm not good enough yet. For sure, forgetting now is not to live with no regret. I realize how much you miss me when I know my dad does. Special person in her life, but not the same as I once was. The walls begin to crack. How does the pain begin to feel? How does your heart begin to attack? How does your head feel? Turning, how do your hopes begin to fall? Maybe your brain forgets it's learning, or maybe we all crawl. Good things
Okay, so where does this lead us with Bits and Parts now? Because I was just looking at the website, and you guys have keeping it's. I like the website. It's fun. It's really funny. You have all your social stuff set up there. I just want to tell you guys that for one thing, but the Bits and Parts upcoming album. When are you looking to release some more music and videos that accompany it?
It's going to be on 2 days from when this your show gets released. So that'll be hearing this the earliest on the 29th. So we're going to have one more song out from Bits and Parts on the 31st,
right?
On Sunday following this.
How many tracks are coming out for this? Is it an EP or an LP? We don't even know.
Good question.
Yeah.
So actually, we thought it was
kind of a good strategy to go with, at least for now, five-track albums. So Plastic is five tracks. And we've just been kind of looking at structuring our album releases, at least with Bits and Parts and Selfish, with five tracks, just because we think it's an easy way to be able to get them done in a good amount of time, to be able to get them out for people to listen to. And it's just kind of like a digestible amount of music at a time. Hey, I'm Julian. And I'm Dan. Together we're John Thomas. Check out our track Plastic, title track of the first album, on johnthomastheband.com.
Feeling plastic, been sporadic, make me perfect. Can you feel the magic? I'm not lying, mother dying, fed up lately, and I'm called a dead by baby. Anytime is good now for you to come save me. I've been holding on for you, patiently waiting. Feeling alive, I've been plastic lately. Drinking, driving, plane was flying. That was where I met her. She heals my heart. For you to come save me, I've been holding on for you, patiently waiting. I've been breaking,
I've been broken.
I don't wanna quit, 'cause soon the glove will fit. Was it so damn hard? Was it so damn sad?
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
are listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. Do the dog catcher, baby, do the dog catcher. Dogs.
Do the dog catcher.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. These reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so vicious. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs, that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, could it cost more money than a sucker could ever spend? But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I'm not the G. My mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on, you know, and on, and on, and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts sticking into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said damn, I ride it out of your seat. There you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on. Like a hot buddy, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just I'm wiggle your behind. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, I get on the floor. I come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Well, skiddle and bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause we rock in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out. Baby bubba, to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique, come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
the hippie dippy hip hip hopper, you don't stop. But rock it out, baby, rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak and do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in hate, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on, hey, I sing that song to the rhythm of the boogie bang bang the bomb.
I'm the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop your house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank, you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trevor's trio, I win the serious joint. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because to say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporters got me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked your bitch's rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. A Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air, the pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it. I don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death. OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, guys, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master D so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock and one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling all right. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then this fly, fly girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her wise ass soon. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and she got behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme. I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make it boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2. And let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week we're on the street just to cut the jams and making it free. For you to party, got to have the mood to will get right down and give you a groove. For you to dance, you got to be hot to will get right down and make it rock. Now the system on and the girls are there, you definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you danced on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you don't be good to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girl, get on your feet to the rhythm of the beat. To the beat to the double beat beat that it makes you freak. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on until the break of dawn. I've got the man coming on right now. He's guaranteed to go down. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say, Anna Beer, that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his friends, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood. Like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. Beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, a macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate.
And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to be. And then you look at your plate, and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? But can you hit me too? The shoot me do. I said, come on, make the people move.
I go to the holes and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was only 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife, dead old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what he had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style for them and a little black book. It's filled with rhymes and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is gold originality, because my rhymes are on the what you heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a chop, y'all, a beat, y'all, a left rock, y'all. You know, stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friends. I like that, y'all. To the beat, y'all. A beat, y'all. You don't stop. A Master G. A mom, no. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like the Hank Carson on the late show. I like Reggae Rocker in stereo. I like the bar case singing Holy Ghost is down. I don't doubt. I definitely the most. Just like my man, Kevin Sky. His name, he earned with the Super Spurn. We rock and we don't stop. Get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you freak. To come alive, girl. Get on your feet. I like a pimp. Mason without a case, like Farrah Fawcett without her face, like the bar case on the mic, like it and like down for you to not like moving your body till you don't know how, right to the rhythm and through down, like coming alive to the Master G, the brother who rocks so viciously. At the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it too. At the age of three, it was you and me rocking to the sounds of the Master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor giving all of these what they bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no job with a Master G. All the way live. At the age of six, I wasn't picking up sticks, rapping to the beat, my thing was good. At the age of seven, I was rocking in heaven, don't you know? I went off, I gotta run on down to the beat, you see, getting right on down, making all the girls just take off the cross to the beat, the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great to live in life, you see, I had a day. At the age of nine, I was running on down to the beat, the beat.
That I related to, because you and I were doing the same thing when we were in our 20s, which is we were pitching ideas to celebrities.
Right.
And that could be a really scary thing from experience.
Yeah. And there were plenty of moments of like hilarious, naive arrogance.
Yeah.
Of like, I got this. Like, here's my idea for you. And even more so if something got picked and was being produced, saying, I feel like when you come out of the puff of smoke, go like that, you know, like, you know, like do it a little bigger, like to a comedy legend. Or like that thing of where you'd write for the host in your mind. That was the other funny thing is like, I'd be like, no, do it like you. Like we wrote this for you. So do what we think your signature thing is that you in your head are like, what? Like, you know, do the thing where you go like, get out of here. And they'd be like, I don't do that. And I'd be like, yeah, you do. Do it. Then would be put in my place correctly by some people gently. But like you could see in their eyes, like, do what now? And you go, right, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I will say I also learned if someone's unwilling and you can, and I don't know, maybe you had a different experience. If they aren't doing it well a couple times in a row, they don't want to do it.
Yes.
And as much as I believe in my comedy sketch idea and demand that it be on the air, and as much as I'm exhausted and chain smoking and, you know, I have had too much coffee and I'm like, he's doing it wrong. Like, I was like, this person doesn't want to do this. And so let's like, we wouldn't pull it, but let's mentally be prepared that this will probably get cut.
Right.
And that's like that's collaborating. Which, like I learned, I was like, it's something about the wording or something about the way in. It's not clicking with them. They can't wrap their head around it. You don't just jam that into someone's mouth and go, say it. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Was that something where you sort of had to learn how to make peace? And
yes, especially with monologues. People would say jokes in a way it'd be like, that was great. I'd like pause right before that part. I think I'd be good. Like throw in a little pause. Great. Let's do it again. You're like, I think it's like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right? You know, like, I just think that pause will help, you know, do it wrong again. You'd be like, And you'd be like, and they'd be like, I don't like that joke. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh, you haven't liked that joke all week. And you, oh, sorry. And like, it's your monologue and you and I should be working together.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Oh, do we ever have a case of the giggles already? You're listening to Steel City Music with your pal Gunner, which airs every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. That's correct. And I'm just catching up with someone who I did a phoner with not years ago, like as if it was 30 years, please. In 2019, we did the 3 for 30, a segment that we have here on the show, and also the album that she put out before, and it's Brielle Goheen from Calcedon. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
You're fun to talk to. Because whenever, like, when I forgot how outgoing and bubbly you are. Right? And it's refreshing because, as I was saying, just as we were setting the interview up, it's like, you know, here we are in this sort of like, oh, this lockdown and all this moroseness. And then, you know, and then finally, you know, when you talk to someone about something, like, oh, hey, they're pretty upbeat about everything. That's good. That's good to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like there's so much, when there's so much bad stuff going on, you have to try to keep things light when you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I know the listeners do that sort of thing. So the show, just to give you a quick background on my show, we've been on since July back on the air, and I've been playing your music, and you did a 3 for 30 and everything. So I always do a shout out to everyone if they want their music spun and an interview, that sort of thing. And you responded again and you did a new track.
Mm-hmm.
But is it just one song, or did you do an EP?
I just did one song right now. I'm working on some stuff. I'm working on a small album right now.
Right.
But this song was finished and I was going to wait to release it. And then when all of, everything kind of happened with COVID and I realized that I wanted to release it now. I wanted to release it during this time as just kind of an anthem for hope for people.
Right, something
to kind of lift them up and bring them up in this tough time.
Yeah. And the name of the track is To the Light. Did you record, all of the music, this like an EP? Is it the same method that you did for Echo In?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I worked with a producer named Ian Corder.
Okay.
Who his main thing is he's a bass player and he works with like Shad and